This is a summary for class number 10, provided by Z. Charnot on November the 19th, 2003. The class is titled Movement Only. This is for Worldwide Philosophy, What Life Is, and What Life Is For. There was one handout titled Movement Only. Z talked about the story of the Occidental and the Oriental, or Eastern, man. Two people who are on an island and they find a crate that had washed up on shore. And the questions they ask, the Occidental, the West man, asks, what is it? The Oriental, or the Eastern man, says, what does it mean? He talked about the objective reality versus the subjective reality. He talked about ontology, the theory of existence, what exists, what's real, and ego closure. He referenced the four forces, far field, near field, weak nuclear, gravitational, and that this could be learned by analytic means, but that analysis means to take something apart. We also take ourselves apart with ego. The more we keep track of ourselves, the less we are. Whereas with Gnostic teaching, self is the only sin. We can have a boundless, edgeless self. We don't want or need protection. We surf on the subconscious structure, the Unihipili. As per Hermann Weyl, there is no such thing as one and the same increment of energy that constitutes a charge at any two adjacent increments of time. We are connected whether we mean to be or not. He referenced the books by Fritz Joff Capra, The Web of Life, and The Tao of Physics. He talked about John Lilly, who states anything you believe either is true or tends to become true as a result of having believed it. And he talked about flotation and aversion therapy and the work of Dr. Dennis Kelsey, M.D., and Dr. Milton Erickson, M.D. I think Erickson and Kelsey may have both had PhDs as well. You can know the world without having to look out the window, because you are an implication, you are an inference of all of the order that exists. In The Stone Monkey, Bruce Holbrook, M.D., shows that there are transmission and reception points all over the body. Chinese medicine is the most advanced medicine there is, and Ayurvedic medicine is also very advanced. In our culture, we promote wild wanting. We believe we can do what we please. As Dick Gregory, the comedian, once said, we've used up all the tricks. And to that, Z says, we face a violent future because of our viewpoint, because we believe in fighting. Open up, take refuge, or make your stay in hell more comfortable. He read the table of contents of The Philosophy of Aristotle, one of his books, to show that we have indeed been studying philosophy in this class, in case anyone thought otherwise. He talked about the work of Alfred Dalrymple, professor of psychology, reality of language, how language works in the mind, calls it psycholinguistics. The subconscious deals with what words mean and what they do. The Ecology of Knowledge, the United Nations Epistemology Group, Theory of Knowledge, How You Know What You Know, If You Can Know Anything. It's a United Nations think tank, which Z chaired for 5 years. We have beliefs about beliefs. There is a hypothesis, hypothesis, the presumption you make that determines an exploration. And he said, I thought we would sort it out after death, but I was wrong. What you believe, you exchange with in life and in death. Tibetan Buddhists know how to navigate out of the body. Carlos Castaneda and Don Juan made some clumsy explorations. They had good books. You need to make explorations with meditation, not with the use of drugs. He referenced David Wilcock, how he has created a really good synthesis of Castaneda, Seth, raw materials, and the Monroe materials. We are captured in the back of our eyes. We become literate by eliminating unallowable combinations. The subconscious preserves what sounds do, without the lexicographers even knowing that. Poets know it. E.E. Cummings and W.H. Auden were fantastic poets, because they knew what language does. Japanese poets have haikus, tankas, like shot lists for a film. They take images and put them together to form meaning. The I Ching, developed by James Legge, 1854, who was a translator from the Chinese into the English, the I Ching came into existence in 3300 BC with Emperor Fu He's. It represents an ancient advanced wisdom. What we experience in the 21st century is meager compared to the ancients. Within the I Ching there are 8 trigrams with 64 different structures possible using these trigrams. Interestingly, when you build proteins in the body, you have the possibility to codify 64 amino acids, but we only have 20, and 20% of our body is made of protein. Branching off into the Anunnaki and the Nephilim and the work of Zechariah Sitchin and Samuel Noah Kramer, Z started talking about cuneiform tablets, saying that about 500,000 of them have been found, only about 3,000 of them have been translated. The Enuma Elish is the account of creation and genetic engineering, that what they wanted was to make humans who were intelligent enough to manage themselves, but not intelligent enough to be a challenge to the Anunnaki. Apparently, Nibiru is listed on NASA's website as a planet in our solar system. Back again to everything is movement, and nothing is movement. There's the movement of the sun, the movement of us with the sun. We need systems of reference. There is recoil, compression, expansion, the Doppler effect of energy exchange. These were all discussed. The Tibetan mandala, the precious guru, the double door J necklace, these also all discussed. We are about to enter an era where there is an enormous shockwave, which is 10 times larger than previous waves. He diagrammed how to create a flying saucer. He discussed gyroscopes, cathode ray tubes from TV sets, zero-point energy, Tom Bearden's work on zero-point energy, The Quest for Zero-Point Energy, written by Nick Cook. He also talked about potential energy, Young's modulus, talked about setting up a gyrational tuning in the body so that we can feel via meditation that there's a being and doing response, that he wants to live in terms of the God in everyone and in everything. There's some reason you imagine what you imagine as opposed to imagining anything else. We keep telling the universe to shut up. We tell half of our brain to shut up. Julian Jayne wrote a book, The Origin of Consciousness and the Breakdown of the Bicameral Mind. And he says, my song is not Let It Be. My song is Live and Make Alive. Fortunately, we've been confined to a toy reality. He described Harbinger, his document, The Wrong Three R's, Roger Westcott's work on the divine animal. If you can't plan a Zen garden, because this is a contradiction in terms, you have to respond to what the universe is saying at the moment.